We're here at the VIP party, and I'm trying to get the mic adjusted while I run the Periscope. There we go. I really need an assistant. But here we are at the VIP party. Dave Sieber is walking by. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well. We're inside because it's so rainy outside.
It's lovely to be in here, man.
Good time, good food, good people.
Absolutely.
But we're going to keep walking around, see who can we see. It's kind of an interesting vibe because everyone's inside the tent, it having been so rainy this weekend. We'll see who else we can run into as we wander around. All right, so we're back out the main area. There's Joy Beckerman hanging out. We have Jorge Cervantes is here. Rick Cusick sitting down at this table with his Gandalf hat. I've been wanting to show off that Gandalf hat here. We'll see if we can get to that. Doug McVeigh. Hello, Doug. How you doing? All sorts of people hanging out. Jorge,
hey,
how you doing? Want to say hi?
Yeah, sure.
We're doing this thing called Periscope. It's live streaming.
Hey, cool.
So that everybody can see in. We're enjoying the VIP party, and this is Jorge Cervantes.
Yeah, I just got here. It's a great time. Hanging out. Got kind of a rough weather outside, but there's lots of libations inside. This is a new stuff, this rosin stuff.
Oh, yeah, because this is the rosin press. It's all mechanical concentrate, right?
Right, right. Okay, I'm back over here. Yeah, here we go.
There he is.
We're just bubbling up here.
Well, let's see. And you've got the sheet of that press. Can we see what that looks like?
Yeah, this legal here in this state.
Of course.
This is made by Cuban hash burner, and this is flower rosin.
Yeah, it's an appropriate for today, isn't it?
You would think.
The U.S. Embassy is now in
Cuba.
Havana.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big deal for me. I've been to
very
Cuba
cool.
a few times.
Very nice, very nice. Jorge enjoying some nice rosin press.
This is incredible. Hey, it's from Sirius Seeds. Yeah, Simon.
Yes.
So I interviewed with the Oregonian the other day. The interview came out, and in the comments afterwards, you were mentioned as one of the guys from Eastern Oregon and Western Idaho.
Yes.
Like strong personality came out of a tough place, you know?
Yeah.
It's great because, you know, they want to, in Mount Hare County, it's one of the counties, they want one of the four counties in Eastern Oregon where they want to make the commerce of cannabis illegal.
And they just put in the paperwork. They've made it official, yeah.
It's official?
Yeah. They've submitted it to the OLCC. And since they don't have to put it before a vote, it's official, yeah. They've got that ban. There's four counties in eight cities so far, and only like two of the cities and one of the counties have to put it before a vote. The rest of them is just it's in. It's
so
down.
Rubber stamp.
Yeah, basically.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So we still have those kind of things we have to fight in Oregon.
Well, but the good deal is you can grow it and smoke it.
That's right, and we can have a whole lot of it. They're not counting immature plants anymore.
Oh, yeah. Right, and the thing is, the climate over there is great for growing.
Sure.
It's a little bit warm, you need shade cloth, but it's all right. I grew up there, it can't be all bad.
Can't be all bad. You heard it from Jorge, you're getting a lot of love on the Periscope there. Thanks for joining us, have a good party.
Hey, thanks.
We'll see you later.